In the climate we're in, and we're in debt, we're borrowing money to say stay alive, paying $12 billion a year in interest on our debt, how can any government in its right mind be talking about taxpayer-subsidised child care to some of those people who are going to be getting it? Gross government debt is now more than $200 billion, and yesterday a new analysis by Deloitte Access Economics predicted the Senate's refusal to pass government budget cuts and China's economic slowdown will blow a further $38 billion hole in the budget over the next 4 years. But government's talking about a revamped $3.5 billion child care package in an attempt to get blocked legislation cutting family tax benefits through the Senate this week, the last parliamentary sitting week of the year. Now, this revamped package will still refund, you shake your head on this, 20% of the childcare fees of families earning more than $340,000 a year. 85% of the childcare fees of families earning up to $170,000 a year. It will also enable grandparent primary carers, I don't have a problem with this, of children to access childcare rebates, and grandparent carers will also be exempted from cuts to family tax benefit Part B payments. Many of these grandparents are the only hope that some little kids have. But Australian taxpayers already fork out $6.5 billion a year in subsidies to childcare. The May budget allocated an extra $3.5 billion this financial year to be funded by the proposed cuts to the family tax benefit program. If the cuts are passed, childcare will ultimately cost taxpayers $11 billion a year by 2018-19. Talk about the age of entitlement. If this isn't middle-class welfare, what is? It is completely unaffordable.